And I want to tell you about a time that I went for a very long walk. I was taking part in something called the Duke of Edinburgh's Award. And we had mapped up our route across the Yorkshire Dales. And we set off one morning on a very long walk. We were going to walk 27 miles that day. So we set off, and I went walking with my friends. And do you know how much it rained? It rained and it rained and it rained and it rained and it rained the whole day long. We were so wet, and we got so tired that we started singing Disney songs. And at last, we saw a long way away the farm where we were going to stay that night. We'd walked 27 miles that day, and it was jolly hard work carrying our bags and our tents and everything that we needed on our back. And we arrived at High Farm. We were so excited and so relieved. So we went and knocked on the door, knock, 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 and said, "Hi, we're here to stay the night." And, well, the farmer looked very confused. And we said, "Yeah, this is High Farm, isn't it?" And he said, "Yeah, that's right." And I said, we're here to stay in your field tonight." And he looked very confused. And we got out our contact details and rang up the phone number that we got for High Farm. And there were no phones ringing in the house that moment. And a very nice farmer picks up the phone and says, "Hello, this is Mr. Farmer at High Farm." And we say, "Where exactly is High Farm?" And we pull out our map and, oh look, there's another High Farm 50 miles away. Oh dear. The whole of the 27 miles of that day flashed in front of us. And oh, we didn't know what we were going to do. Now that very kind farmer at the High Farm we were at let us stay in his field that night. That was very kind. But we're thinking today about going on long walks, because following Jesus is a bit like going on a long walk on a hike. And I've got a few things in my bag here to help me on my long walk. So let me see what I've got in here. I've got my little water bottle. That's useful, little water bottle. Always good to have a bit of water with you. And I've got my walking boot. I can only find one walking boot, so I guess it's kind of a hopping boot. And I've got my tent as well. That's always useful to have. Yep, this is good. It's not quite as big as perhaps it needs to be if I'm going to lie down in it, but I'll sort that out when I get there the other end. So I've got a few things for going walking. I've got my water, I've got my hopping boot, I've got my tent. But I think there's a few more things that I might need if I'm going walking, because it's very easy when you're going somewhere to know where you're going and how to get there, isn't it? It's very important to know how you get there. Because sometimes road signs they're really helpful, aren't they? If you want to find your way to a secret nuclear bunker, it's always useful when there's a road sign for that secret nuclear bunker, isn't it? I don't know who they're keeping it a secret from. Or sometimes when you're going somewhere, your navigator lets you down. Take the second exit. Oops, now I meant the first. You'll have to go around. Oh, look, I said I was... Sometimes road signs are just plain confusing. I can't believe that they let us have roundabouts like that in this country. But anyway, sometimes you're going somewhere and you're just lost. Now, I'm hoping someone somewhere has got something for me in case I get lost, or to help me not to get lost. Aha, I can see someone heading this way with a present right now. That's very important. Thank you, Joe. It's a very nice elephant bag you've got there, because elephants never forget things. So, oh look, I've got a present here. Let's see what I've got in my bag. Thank you very much, Mr. Present Man. Look what I've got here. I've got a map. That's useful, isn't it? Chichester and the South Downs. So if I wanted to go walking across Sussex, as long as I could get to somewhere near Chichester, I'd be all right, wouldn't I? So a map. And do you know what? In the Christian life, God gives us a map. It's a map, and it's called the Bible. Now, I've been very careless, and I've come up here without a Bible. So could someone pass me a Bible, please? Someone sent the preacher up without a Bible. That's a very bad example, isn't it? So with the Bible, it's like God's map to help us find our way through life. That's why we gave some Bible stories to baby Charlie, so that he, as he grows up, he can find his way through life with that help from the Bible. And in the Bible, it's like God speaking to us, like we were just singing just now, helping us not to get confused or to go off the wrong way, to help us keep on going to where he wants us to get to. And the passage today shows us some different ways that we might get lost. One way that we might get lost is people turning up pretending to be Jesus. Can you imagine that? Someone turning up pretending to be Jesus. I want someone who's happy to come and do a little bit of dressing up. Who'd like to do a bit of dressing up for me? Yeah, ooh, we've got some very good sitting people here. Yeah, why don't you come on up, Amber? And you can pretend to be Jesus for me. I didn't quite know what Jesus looked like, so we've got some brown curly hair. There we go. And some cool glasses as well. So I can't get them on properly. You see if you can find your ears in there. That's it. So here we have our pretend Jesus. Very convincing, isn't it? I mean, if she said, I'm Jesus, I think you should all follow me. Well, what would we listen to? Would we listen to pretend Jesus, or would we listen to the Bible? Who thinks we should listen to the pretend Jesus? That would be very silly, wouldn't it? Who thinks we should listen to the Bible? Yeah! I fear the grown-ups are a little bit confused. We should listen to the Bible, okay? Not the pretend Jesus, to the Bible. And we come across all sorts of people who say, go this way, go that way. Sometimes they even make films about Jesus. But the best thing to do is to get back into the Bible. Thank you very much, pretend Jesus. I'm going to whisk this off you and hope your hair stays on. There we go, that's good. So the Bible says, Jesus warns us, in fact, that some people will turn up, verse 4, verse 5, pretending to be Jesus. And the thing that we need to listen to is the Bible. But there are other ways that we might get lost, because there are difficulties along the way. When we're walking along following Jesus, there are difficult things that come along. Jesus says there's all sorts of different things. There might be wars that happen. Difficult things that come along. Verse 6, there are wars, natural disasters, earthquakes, famines, things like that. As we're walking along following Jesus, all these difficult things going on around us, we need the Bible to keep us going in the right direction. And Jesus says, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. You know they're coming, and you know that it's not the end of the world yet. Keep on following Jesus and his word. That's the first thing that Jesus gives us to help us following him and keeping going in the long journey towards the kingdom of God. But I'm hoping someone else has got a present for me as well, because I've got another present that I need to help me keep going following Jesus. Ah, I can see it heading this way now. Dave has got a very glittery, shiny silver bag. And this is very important. Thank you very much. Ooh. Do you know why we need this? It's because sometimes as we're going along, it gets a bit rainy and the weather gets all wet and horrible. And you might get damp and cold and miserable. And you end up getting all wet and horrible. And that's why I've got this present here. A nice big waterproof to wrap myself up in. Now, if this was the winter, I would be very glad to be getting into my waterproof, because the heating only just makes this place warm enough. But in the summer, I'm going to get quite hot in here. But that's what we need when it's raining, isn't it? We need a waterproof. Keeps me nice and dry, so that as I walk along on my walk, I'll be all fine. Oh, it's getting a bit cloudy up here. So I need a waterproof to keep me dry when I'm walking along. And Jesus says that his love is a bit like a waterproof. It wraps us up and keeps us all warm and dry when there's all sorts of storms and things going on around us. Because if you were listening as we read that Bible passage, you would have heard some of the things that come along as we're following Jesus on the long walk. There are lots of things that come our way. People won't like us following Jesus. Have you ever had that? Maybe you've been at school and someone's laughed at you because you follow Jesus. Maybe you've tried to tell them something about Jesus and they didn't want to know, or you got into trouble. There are all sorts of things. So verse 9, it says, sometimes we'll be persecuted for following Jesus. So we're walking along and all these nasty things are coming in. People laugh at us and call us names and get us into trouble. Some people who we thought were Christians following Jesus might decide to give up and just sort of wander off and maybe go somewhere sunny where they don't need their waterproof anymore. Some people who we thought they were meant to be Christian teachers, they might start teaching other ideas. So verse 11, there's some of those as well. It's very hard to keep following Jesus when all that's going on. And some people, their love for Jesus grows cold and they just kind of wander away. And they get cold because they haven't wrapped themselves up in the lovely warm waterproof of Jesus' love. That's why there's a wonderful promise in verse 13. The one who stands firm, the one who keeps themselves warm in Jesus' love, will be saved. It's a magnificent promise. So, children, grown-ups, when we're following Jesus, there are tough things that come in. What we need is to keep ourselves warm in the love of Jesus, to keep on remembering how much he loves us, so that as we follow him, our love won't grow cold, but we can stand firm to the end. Now, I'm getting so hot in my waterproof, I'm going to have to take that off. And do you know what? When we go on a long walk, sometimes we get a bit hungry, don't we? Thank you very much, Phil. You're more alert to the PowerPoint than I am. That's it. Yes, we get a bit hungry, don't we? I've got one last present that's coming my way. And Saskia makes her way down, where have we got to? Yeah, I think we're getting to about there, aren't we? After we've been walking for a long time, we're probably getting quite hungry. I was trying to find a sound effect for being hungry on the internet, but none of them were particularly pleasant to play in church. So I decided to spare you hungry sound effects. Thank you very much. Look at this, look what I've got in here. Because after you've been walking for a long time, you need some sugar boost, don't you? So I've got here some Skittles. Awesome. Skittles are great, aren't they? And they're really good for sharing. I've got a great big packet here. If you come and find me afterwards, I think I'll share some with you to help you keep going following Jesus. Because we need that, don't we? After we've been following Jesus, we get tired and weary, and it's hard work. And it can sometimes get a bit lonely. That's why I've got enough Skittles here to share, so that everyone can have some, to share them around, so that maybe more people might come with me on my journey towards the kingdom of God. Because Jesus gives us food. He calls it the gospel, the good news. Jesus is the bread of life. Or if you think you'd like it this way, Jesus is the pack of Skittles of life. He gives us enough to share around so that we can bring others with us in the crowd. That's what happens in verse 14, if you're following along in the Bibles. The good news, the gospel, goes out to the whole earth. There's a whole crowd of people following Jesus and being able to join in this epic journey to God's kingdom. So we want to encourage others to come with us, don't we? If you just think for a moment, children, about some of your friends at school. Can you all think of, who can think of the name of some friends at school? Who's got some names of their friends at school? Let's see you all thinking. I'm sure you've all got some people that you like to play with at school or nursery. Who can think of someone that they like to play with? Maybe a friend from church. All sorts of different friends. Let's have some names of some friends. Yep, Andrew?
I've got a friend at school called Callan.
Callan? Benjamin?
Matt, Jack, Killian, Bo and Alfie.
That's an awful lot of friends. One was called Matt. What was your friend called?
Benjamin and that Mockham, Riley.
Riley. Esther, who are your friends? Callum as well, another Callum. Wow, we have got all sorts of different friends here. You pop your hands down. We've all got lots of friends, haven't we? And we've got some great sort of food to share with them. We've got Jesus to share with them. The good news, Jesus says, will go out to all the ends of the earth. So as we're going on our journey towards God's kingdom, then we can share with them some of the good news of Jesus as we go along. Let me do that now, in fact. If you're here this morning and you don't know much about Jesus, then let me encourage you to find out a bit more about him. He's God's son. He came to this earth to show us what God's like so that we could actually know God personally. And he didn't just come to show us what God's like. He came to make the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be friends with God. He died for us. He rose again to give us eternal life. There's an awful lot of exciting stuff to find out about Jesus. So if you don't know much about him, come and chat more to me later or chat to other Christians you know, because we'd love to share with you some of the exciting good news about Jesus. And if you do know Jesus, which I should think quite a lot of the children down here know Jesus, don't you? You've heard about him at home and at Sunday gang and mini gang and things like that. Maybe you could invite some friends along to church so that they can come and have some of the Skittles of life or the bread of life, find out about Jesus. Maybe we can invite someone along to the Christianity Explored course that's going to be happening this autumn. Get them to join us in this epic journey to God's kingdom. So let me wrap up and remind you what we've been thinking about today. We have a map for our journey. We have a map, don't we? It's God's word, the Bible. It shows us where we're going. We also have warm clothes. When the storms come in, we can wrap ourselves up in God's love so that we can stay warm, even when the worst things are going on around us. And we've got the skittles of life to share and to keep us going. The good news about Jesus keeps us going all the way through the journey and is something brilliant to share with others. So let's pray and ask Jesus to help us grow to appreciate all that he's got for us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for inviting us to come on this journey to your kingdom. Thank you that you give us the Bible as a map to show us the way. Thank you that you give us the warmth of your love to protect us during the storms of life. And thank you that you give us food to share to keep us going so that others can join us on this great journey towards your kingdom. We thank you for all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.